definition of home, if you are stateless, you have that kind of feeling that you will be asking yourself, what is home? Where is your home? That kind of feeling.
Do you know what stateless mean? That someone tell you, Yuli, now you are stateless. Like, how do that news arrive to you?
I think the word stateless was not really popular back then. Because like, when I went to the JPN, they tell that, you bukan warga negara, you bukan orang Malaysia. At that time, there's no stateless. What the office JPN officer trying to say is that, you are not Malaysian, you are Filipino, trying to push you away, that kind of feeling. So at that moment, I was thinking, so I'm not a Malaysian? I think the first thing I did was, when I've collected the IC, I straight go to the nearest bank. I just like go and straight and get a bank account and get a bank card. With this IC, I managed to get a job with NNC. And also recently, I went to Thailand and Singapore. I think that was my first time leaving Malaysia as a Malaysian. Pakatan Harapan at that time says that we are very committed to solve statelessness. While you are like very...
Before they become the government, right?
Then they say they will solve it within 100 days. Then within 100 days, you are expecting this. And end up, it will wait for nothing. So that kind of disappointment make me think that politicians doesn't really have political will to solve this. But for stateless person, they do have some kind of community. When you are in within this kind of community, you can really observe. They try to expect something, but they try not to contribute. They are waiting for outcome only. They're expecting their thing will be solved, but they doesn't really want to contribute. Statelessness actually made me think in another perspective, because if you've gone through that experience of being discriminated by a policy, by a system, you will know that you need a solution that really changes the system or break the system.
Do you think that positive story can help?
I think story can really inspire people. That is why we are doing this project, because when you are seeing some statelessness news or like video, the story back there is really very negative. The perception they are trying to show is that there is no exit for statelessness. So that is why we want to do this project. So maybe by sharing some of the stories of resiliency, we can actually make a reference to others that how can we really get through this harsh condition.